sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, who comes to us anew this day in the Word and in the water. Amen. Have you ever, in your lifetime, seen or experienced the impossible becoming possible for the better? When I was in high school, I was on the swim team. I played water polo, and that was really my first love in terms of high school sports. I actually, interestingly, went to my high school to play basketball. I had some skills, but the school was so competitive in basketball. Some of my classmates, in fact, went on to play at top 25 schools, and two of them even made it to the NBA, which is to say, it wasn't much fun for someone like me with some skills, just a few skills. So I dropped out of basketball after my first year, and I started swimming in the winter months and the fall too, in order to get stronger for water polo. But in the process of being on the swim team, I started to set some goals in that area beyond just getting better for water polo. I started setting goals specifically for swimming. My event became the 100 butterfly. And to make a long story short, I was never good enough to compete against any of the top swimmers. My goal was simply a race against the clock, my own race. My goal was to break the 1 minute mark in the 100 fly. And I think Coach had a lot to do with that. In fact, he's the one that set that goal for me. He was my greatest cheerleader. "You got to break a minute, Dan. I know you can do it," he would say. Okay, to give you some perspective, some of you are swimmers and you understand this, but for any who don't know swimming, I just recently looked this up. The record for this 100 fly was reset, as I understand, in 2004. I'm trying to break a minute. The record is 44.7 seconds. And when I started this event, I was coming in at about a minute and 12 seconds. That's like a whole pool and a half length difference. And in swimming, like other sports too, you know, just a second or two is a difference between world champions and not. For years I worked, and in the winter of my junior year, 2 years I worked at this. And the winter of my junior year, I flew with my team all the way from Houston to Easterns in Philadelphia. And we were shaved and tapered. And if you don't know what that means, I mean, shave, clearly, you shave. Taper is you don't practice for a couple days. So when you get back in that water, you're used to practicing every day, sometimes two practices or even three a day. You are like a dolphin sliding through the water. And there at Easterns in Philadelphia, I did it. I broke a minute, and I actually came in at 56.4 seconds. I still remember. So for me, the impossible had become possible. And I'll never forget how excited Coach was to see my time up on that board. He was genuinely proud and excited that I had done it. And that was such a wonderful thing I remember, because my time didn't matter to the teams. I mean, I wasn't the star of the team putting up points for the competition, really important competition. I was simply racing the clock. But to Coach, it mattered, and he celebrated. I remember him literally jumping up and down before I had even gotten out of the water. "You did it, Dan, you did it!" I wanted to offer an image of the impossible becoming possible for the better today, because our gospel text talks about everyday people becoming, a word that Lutherans maybe aren't so comfortable with, sanctified. everyday people becoming sanctified. This is Jesus' prayer in the Gospel of John. Everyday people being filled with holiness, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, filled with the fire of love to share. Also in our first lesson from Acts, an everyday Christian named Matthias becomes the 12th apostle. For him and his family, could you imagine? I wonder what went through his head when he found he was selected. The impossible is becoming possible right before their eyes. I wonder. I'm thinking about that. I just heard an interview this week with Senator Alex Padilla. He is the newest and first Latino senator of the state of California. He was just appointed by the governor of California because, of course, former Senator Kamala Harris has become the VP. So they, in this interview, the radio played the phone call of when Senator Padilla got the phone call from the governor, asking him if he would accept this position. And Senator Padilla got choked up on that call. You could tell just by listening to his voice, thinking of his childhood and his working class neighborhood in Southern California, kind of a rough area, I know, in the San Fernando Valley, growing up a child of parents who immigrated from Mexico, mother cleaning houses, father a cook at a small diner, and now there he was on the phone with the governor being appointed to represent the entire state. The impossible, it may have seemed for years, is now becoming possible. Maybe that's a little like Matthias being called here in Acts. Siblings in Christ, you, like Matthias was, are everyday Christians. I know that most of you are very humble people, maybe even quiet, down-to-earth people for sure, loving and gentle, broken and tragic at times, confused and angry at times. You're just regular human beings who love the church and love Jesus. Not perfect, but you're here. Nothing special, nothing fancy, just the little things. No big deal, we like to say. This Sunday, no big deal. There's kind of a lukewarm feeling about our own righteousness, you know? And the word sanctified might make us feel a little bit like a penguin in the desert. I'm not sanctified, I'm just Joe. I'm just Sue, I'm just John. I'm just Barbara, I'm just Dan. I'm not sanctified. Siblings in the risen Christ, it is my joy this day simply to be the one to remind you again that in Christ, because of Christ, through Christ and with Christ, you are most certainly sanctified. You are God's most prized child. How do you feel about that? And you, like Matthias and little John, who's going to be baptized here today, you too are covered in those waters and sent out. That might seem kind of random, kind of careless, maybe flippant. Maybe a flippant thing for me to say, like I'm just making some generic statement here for the sake of a sermon. You're just saying that, Pastor, but not me. You don't know me. You don't know what I've done. But let's not forget how random Matthias's selection was in the book of Acts. They cast lots, it says. It's like they literally rolled dice to see who the 12th apostle was, and it lands on Matthias. There is a randomness to God selecting you too. Amen? God's wisdom gets worked out in the strangest of ways to us sometimes. What does Paul say in Corinthians? God's wisdom can seem like foolishness to the world. Perhaps it's even more random than Matthias being chosen by the casting of lots that you're sitting here listening, being named a sanctified child of God, splashed by this font, being sent out to share God's love with the world in pain. Maybe that's even more random than Matthias being chosen. I mean, what are the odds that God chooses you? But God does. And you too are an apostle. Now, I know that there are only 12 apostles, the scripture says that, but the word itself means simply sent out from. From the Greek, apo is from or out from, steleion is send. An apostle is one who is sent out from. Friends, you are sent out this day. It's very interesting in scripture that we never hear of Matthias again, except in this passage. He's not spoken of in any of the gospel stories before this point. And after these verses that we read today in the book of Acts, we don't hear anything more of him. How about that? I love that. He's just an everyday Christian, sanctified and sent. Sisters and brothers, siblings in Christ, the impossible has become possible for the better. For we too, all of us, even you, even me, are sanctified, splashed, and sent out. And like my good old coach back in high school, Christ is there, jumping up and down, shouting, cheerleading for us from the side of the baptismal pool, genuinely excited and proud, not because you're necessarily putting up huge points for the whole team, but because this is the good and worthy and healthy and righteous and holy way to live out your days, sanctified, splashed, and sent. You are, and you always will be, sanctified, splashed, and sent. Thanks be to God. Amen.
All of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.